Lives can get better in South Sudan, and there's reason to be optimistic that a lasting peace deal can be struck this year, said the head of the UN mission in the country, UNMISS, on Thursday. David Shearer said the UNMISS team providing support to peace talks in the Ethiopian capital this week was confident that trust was growing between government and opposition parties. The talks are being led by the African Regional Trading Bloc, known as IGAD, or the Intergovernmental Authority on Development. Conflict between forces loyal to the president and his former deputy erupted in 2013, and a UN-backed peace agreement 2 years later has stalled, leaving South Sudan in a state of humanitarian and economic crisis. Mr. Shearer said he was focusing on developing local initiatives in areas of South Sudan where they could make a difference, such as the release earlier this month of more than 300 child soldiers by armed groups in Yambio. He told me, Matt Wells, why these local developments were important to securing a lasting peace across the world's youngest country.
South Sudan has bad press, and there's a lot of bad things going on, but this was a real success. 311 child soldiers who were brought out of the bush, basically, and encouraged to go back and join normal life. And it came about through some very brave people on the ground, particularly church leaders, bishops who went into the bush. On a number of occasions, we took them in the back of an armoured personnel carrier. I was talking to the bishop who was saying he used to put his cassock on the back of the APC and then get out of the APC, and all these guys would be around him with guns pointing at him. And over a period of time, he persuaded these people, built up the trust, persuaded these people to come back, give up their weapons and go back. So we helped to facilitate that. UNICEF came on board to say, we can do some vocational training, some psychosocial support, link them up with their parents, that sort of thing. And it was a lovely day where these kids, sitting with these kids and having them talk about rejoining normality, basically.
So a bright moment in an otherwise fairly bleak picture that we have here of lawlessness, insecurity and a humanitarian crisis in South Sudan that's ongoing.
Exactly, a really bright moment. And it proved to us that in some parts of South Sudan, you can't sort of just paint it with the same brush. We have to try and look at our activities and the way that we're doing things from the UN side so that we do things differently in different places that are appropriate and try and make some headway in different places rather than just talk about it as a basket case or a famine or a whatever.
So in what other ways are you trying to make that, use this more pinpointed approach to sort of try and make a difference on a very local level?
One of the first areas in a place called Yambio, which is in the southwestern corner of the country. We're looking at Pibor, which has had some real problems with intercommunal violence recently, and doing the same thing there. And in Pibor, just recently, and it sounds really basic, but we just put the road through that hadn't been functioning between Pibor and a bigger town called Bor. Two ethnic groups have been fighting each other in different places, and suddenly the road goes through. The food prices in Pibor drop dramatically because food can get in by truck. Now, that just creates the environment for people to realise that there's actually some hope. There's also a lot of child soldiers there that we want to work with as well. So it's a combination of doing a bunch of different things together in a concentrated way, which means that people look forward and see some hope rather than looking back and seeing, no hope.
But I suppose, a sceptic will say, well, but without establishing longer-term peace and security, then these child soldiers, who could be rehabilitated today, could easily go back to armed groups tomorrow unless this stability becomes a reality.
Yeah, and right now there's a peace process ongoing in Addis Ababa. We hope that by tomorrow they'll have come to some sort of an agreement around that, and that's a really, really important part of the component of the whole thing. But it's also about making sure that we don't just do reconciliation and we don't just do stability, but we follow up with livelihoods and hope, and it's a more strategic, focused approach in particular areas that I think has the best chance of success.
So are you confident that this IGAD, this African Regional Bloc, that this um, that this process can yield results finally after years and put this 2015 stalled peace agreement back into motion?
You know, if you'd asked me that last week, I would have said, no, I'm not very confident. This has been a two-week process. It started off very badly at the beginning of last week. But my team that's on the ground in Addis helping with and supporting the talks are much more confident that something is coming together and there's a greater degree of trust. So I would like to be able to tell you, or certainly I'm more confident. I don't think this will be the end of the process tomorrow. I don't think a few signatures on a piece of paper is going to be sufficient. They're probably going to have to bring them back again. And then we're going to have to work out how is this going to translate on the ground and how is UNMISS, the UN, how are we going to support the continuation of the peace process as well? Look, you know, I'm a kind of a glass half full person rather than a glass half empty. So
you've got to be in your situation.
Yeah, I don't think I could get up in the morning if I didn't. But I have to say that what we're doing on the ground there, if we weren't there and alongside the NGOs and the UN agencies, etc., there would be tens of thousands of people who wouldn't be alive. So I really do think we're making a difference.
I suppose is the kind of conundrum you have that the best you can do is to kind of manage the current situation. You can't create peace. That really has to come from the South Sudanese themselves.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. From the mission's point of view, we effectively do two things. We protect civilians, so we're inside with the conflict, and we try and build durable peace. And the more peace that we can build, the less we have to worry about protecting civilians. But if there's no peace, a lot of our effort goes on protecting civilians. So getting in behind the peace process, one thing. Getting on behind these local initiatives like the release of child soldiers and trying to foster peace at that sort of local level, can create the conditions where we don't have to worry about, you know, making sure that people don't starve or leave the country. That's hugely rewarding if you can see that happen.
What is the prognosis for the kind of humanitarian situation overall in the months ahead? I mean, there was famine last year. Mercifully, it didn't last long. But I mean, what are the chances of it going backwards again?
Famine was the clear last year. It was intense efforts by the humanitarian agencies which averted it ultimately. The situation is not getting dramatically any better. What we're hoping is if we are able to get more stability, that people will start going back to their homes, and particularly in the south, where which is the food basket of South Sudan, where a lot of people have fled into Uganda. We've put a lot of effort into that area with our peacekeepers. If we're able to get more people to come back to their homes and they start growing their crops, we increase the amount of food in the country, which means that alleviates the need for humanitarian assistance. So it's all about getting people back to their homes, getting to plant their own food so they don't need humanitarian aid, and the country gets more, in a sense, a more surplus, if you like, that means that we don't have to supply more through very, very expensive humanitarian activities.
So to sum it all up, cautiously optimistic?
Yeah, look, I'm looking forward and thinking, I think we can make more of a difference. I think things can get better. I'm not looking at dramatic improvements, but I do think the lives of many, many South Sudanese in South Sudan can get better in the months and the year ahead.